The MEC for Education, Debbie Schaffer, who is trying to deal with a degree of confusion around what will and won't happen in Cape Town schools on Monday. The National Department has been changing the directives. Let's just talk about this factually, Debbie. What is going to happen? Which grades are going back come Monday?
Hi, good afternoon, Mike, to you and your listeners. Monday, grades R, 6 and 11 must return as per the latest directive, but the gazette that has been promulgated still does stand. So the Gazette does provide that any school that does have the capacity to enable other grades to come back and comply with the safety standards can also do so as long as they inform the HOD. Many of them have already done that before now.
Is that all grades, Debbie, or just 1, 2, 3 and 10?
Well, it can be any grades. I mean, there's okay. Some private schools, for example, that may, you know, that might have extra space and they can make plans and so on and so forth. So that has been in the latest gazette for quite some time. So grades R, 6 and 11 must come back. Grades 7 and 12 obviously must continue to come back because they started already. And then there is capacity for schools to ask for the other grades to come back if they were able to comply.
So 7 and 12 are back. R, 6 and 11 must return Monday. Yes. Any other grade of a school that feels it's capable of doing so and asks for permission can return?
On condition that they inform the HOD, okay. Who may then request that the school get inspected to check that they actually are complying. If they don't, their permission can be revoked, but that's the situation.
What about parents who do not want their children to return?
There are three options. They can, if they have a high-risk comorbidity, they can get a doctor's report and submit that and ask for permission to keep them at home. There has now been a permission given in the Gazette for the HOD to grant an exemption from some learners also if they are on certain conditions. So we are now sending out, in fact, today a letter to schools saying that if parents are wanting to keep their children at home because they're just too nervous, they may apply to do that, and we will grant that permission at the moment. We aren't putting a time limit to it, but they will have to complete a form. They must hand it into the principal, who will then forward it to the HOD or his representative, who he's tasking with this. And then they will be required to agree to ensure that they collect work from the school and return it to the school. We don't want the schools being burdened with extra work. The parents must take that responsibility. If they're prepared to do that, then they can keep their children at home for the foreseeable future.
Do you have any sense of percentage of schools that will return more grades than R, 6 and 11 on Monday?
No, I actually don't. I mean, we have had, as I said earlier on, we already had, I think, over 200 government schools and over 100 private schools, I think, already who had applied before even this. But I'm not sure, I mean, from now onwards. There are varying views, as you can see. There are quite vociferous people who don't want schools to go back. But when you say that their schools are not going to go back, then suddenly other people pop up and say, but why not? We were preparing our children to go. So it's difficult to tell.
It's a very difficult task. I appreciate everyone's under a lot of pressure, but clarity and certainty is what people are seeking at times when it's hard to provide. I'll let you get on with it. I know there's an awful lot of work to be done to make sure that happens on Monday. Debbie Schaffer, thank you very much indeed. The MEC in the Western Cape for Education. Just once again, so you understand it, grades 7 and 12 are back. Grades R, 6 and 11 must return on Monday. But if the school has applied for and received clearance, it can return any grade it likes if it has the capacity and the approval to do so on Monday. You don't have to send your child back to school, but you need to get permission if they're not going to go there, and you have to go and collect homework, take it back and take it to the school and commit to educating the child during the time the child is not at school. That's a summary of what hopefully will happen on Monday.